AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Now that Anthony Quinn Warner has been identified as the man behind the mysterious Christmas Day explosion in Nashville, the next step is to find a motive. Warner died. David Rausch is director of the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation.
Our agents specifically are questioning neighbors and around family members, trying to get some history as best we can.
Records show Warner's only arrest was for a 1978 marijuana-related charge. The House is set to vote on raising the amount of checks going to Americans in the coronavirus economic stimulus bill from $600 to $2,000. Despite fears travel will lead to more coronavirus cases, people were at airports yesterday. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
The TSA says it screened nearly 1.3 million people Sunday, the most since mid-March. More than 10 million people have flown the past 10 days, and AAA predicted about 85 million would travel over the holidays, mostly by car. It worries Dr. Anthony Fauci, who tells CNN crowded airports and holiday gatherings create a real risk situation for more infections. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is among officials urging people to just stay home.
Celebrate smart, avoid shutdowns. That's what my season's greeting card says this year.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus with the World Health Organization is pleased with the rollout of coronavirus vaccines.
This is fantastic, but WHO will not rest until those in need everywhere in all countries have access to the new vaccines and are protected.
One of the Tyson Foods managers fired for betting on how many workers would get the coronavirus at an Iowa pork plant told the AP the office pool was spontaneous fun and intended to boost morale. Stocks are higher on Wall Street. This is AP News. The global tourism industry saw turmoil in 2020 as the coronavirus continued to curtail travel. Taxi driver Yigal Zohar in Israel makes his money off driving tourists around, but not this year.
It's like a ghost town. There's nothing. I can tell you with my own experience that I'm not taking any money at home.
Because of a drop-off in air travel, Singapore Airlines served dinners on one of their grounded planes. Lee Lix Hin is a vice president.
It allows us a chance to engage with our customers at a time when there is very little flying. But we do hope the flying comes back sooner rather than later.
One industry doing well in the pandemic, RVs. Mike Norris sells them.
So you could take an RV, go away with your family, and stay out in a campground or in the woods and be by yourself. And so now the RV industry is on fire.
Ed Donahue, AP News.